Show. Joining us now in our studios is Northfielder Bill McGrath. Bill, good morning.
Hello, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today. You have an event coming up this weekend. It's a Palestinian culture fair. First of all, let's tell us a little bit about the organization that you're representing that's putting this on.
There probably are either maybe between 12 and 20 people that I know in Northfield who have had a chance to go over to the West Bank of Palestine, probably visit parts of Israel as well. And that group got to know each other. In 2007, we started an organization that's called Northfielders for Justice in Palestine, Israel. We put on a lot of different events. Many of them are educational. And we decided this time to go away from any controversy associated with the conflict over there, Palestine, Israel, and instead put on something that just shows the art and culture and the food and the music of the West Bank and Gaza. So we have put together kind of like a show, a fair almost, in the Methodist Church here in Northfield on Saturday from 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock, 3 hours. And it's free, open to the public, and should be fun.
All right. It's going to be something of a culture fair. Tell us about the culture over there. I can't even, having never been over there, never really studied
sure.
it at all. Tell us a little bit about the culture.
Well, I think that many parts of the world are known for their hospitality, and certainly Palestine is that way too. If you approach someone there, they will offer you some Arabic tea or something to eat, mm-hmm. always, and many of the people over there speak pretty good English.
Okay.
So you can sit down and talk to them about their family or their lives or what they do for a living. And we have kind of zeroed in on some organizations that are primarily in the Twin Cities, although they're coming from some other places. We have one coming from the Driftless area of Wisconsin. These are people that are following what's going on in that part of the world. And so they are bringing in something that they're going to display on a table. It's kind of like a trade show fair.
Mm-hmm.
If you picture a big room in the Methodist Church where you can just walk from one place to another and see pottery, embroidery, different kinds of art. And also there will be a demonstration of dancing. We had hoped to have some live dancers. The dancing over there is called Debka. It's very athletic. It's it's almost more like a sport than dancing. And the men and the women do this same kind of Debka dancing. But we were not able to get actual Debka dancers to come to Northfield at this time on that date. So we have instead a representation that'll be on a big screen TV. Next
right.
best thing.
So do you Debka yourself, or have you ever tried?
It's not fun to watch me Debka. It should not be in public any place.
Now, you had mentioned there's artwork and crafts and,
yep.
and different things there. Will there be anything for sale? Is this all for sale or just show?
It's a mixture of stuff that's for sale and stuff that is just to look at. One of the things that they're kind of known for over there is particularly what the women wear. It's a traditional, usually black, with a lot of real colorful embroidery on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be actual displays of that. It's kind of a full-length gown almost. Now, women in the West Bank of Palestine don't walk around wearing these things every day. It's mm-hmm. kind of a formal...
Ceremonial thing.
Okay. But there'll be some of that. And like I say, glass blowing is a big thing over in Hebron. I spent a month over there myself, so I've seen some of the places where this stuff comes from. Spices, special foods come from different parts of that little country. It'll all be there.
Bill McGrath is our guest today. He is part of the one of the organizers of the Palestinian Culture Fair that's coming up tomorrow at the United Methodist Church here in town. What about food? Will be there? Will we have some sampling of Palestinian cuisine?
Yes, it is sampling. It's not something that is a meal, and it's not something that's for sale. It'll just be tables of food. Baklava is a good example of what will be there, but there will be a lot of other things. I would probably put it more in the direction of kind of dessert food, bakery type food.
Okay, good stuff. Sounds good. Pastries, that's good. Baklava is very good. You bet. What time does this go on?
It starts at 1 o'clock tomorrow, Saturday, Methodist Church, and goes till about 4 o'clock. It'll be just a good chance for visiting. You know, people can come and there'll be places to sit around and, like I say, drink a little Arabic tea or whatever.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful time. A nice day tomorrow for that, so stop on in. And it's just kind of an open house. There's no presentation or anything going in. Just come as you want?
That is correct.
Okay.
And, Jeff, I wanted to let you know and your listeners that I am wearing my last pair of jeans that was purchased at Jacobson's store.
Really?
Yep.
It's been 2005, maybe?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Yep. I wear them proudly for special occasions like today in KIM Radio.
Well, wonderful. You know, I still have a pair of Sorrels that I bought at Jacobson's, so I think that's the last thing that I have there.
We're old-timers, Jeff.
We're long-timers, not old-timers. Bill, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you, Jeff.
Once again, Bill McGrath, that Palestinian Culture Fair tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4, that's at United Methodist Church. Rich coming back in with a look at local news in just a couple of minutes. MNN is next. Things never get boring at Graphic Mailbox, and you can be part of it. It's fun and fast-paced, whether it's shipping packages.